together. Welcome to Asbury and happy Mother's Day. We're so glad you're here.
Lord, how you love me, I don't deserve grace on top of grace. More than I've asked for, more than I'm worth, grace on top of grace. How sweet the sound, once lost, now found. Heaven came down, grace rescued me. Hallelujah, I am free, but my sin and penalty. Cross you took my place, with your grace on top of grace. Lord, how you love me, I don't deserve grace on top of grace. More than I've asked for, more than I'm worth, grace on top of grace. I am free, but my sin and penalty, at the cross you took my place, with your grace on top of grace. How sweet the sound, once lost, now found. Heaven came down, grace rescued me. How sweet the sound, once lost, now found. Heaven came down. From my sin and penalty, at the cross you took my place, with your grace on top of grace. Hallelujah, I am free. From my sin and penalty, at the cross you took my place, with your grace on top of grace. With your grace on top of grace, with your grace on top of grace, with your grace on top of grace.
Welcome, good morning. You guys can have a seat. We have actually some special entertainment for you guys on this Mother's Day.
Thank you. Well, good morning to you. If you're visiting with us this morning, my name is Doug Walker. I'm the associate pastor here at Asbury United Methodist Church. And as you notice that there'll be some pads that are passed down the row, if you're visiting with us today and members alike, we just ask that you fill that out so we have a record of your attendance today. Just a few announcements. I'm flubbing it up here because I really don't know how to follow that video. But just a few announcements before we get going this morning. If you haven't, or if you've attended only a couple of the Faith Family Dinners, this coming Wednesday is the last dinner of the spring. Now, with the last dinner of the spring, you go all out, right? And it is chicken fried chicken. It is probably the most favorite menu of all of the dinners we've served. So you see the insert in your bulletin. You can fill that out. Or you can call the office, you can call me or send me an email by noon tomorrow. That way we'll have just the right amount of chicken, fried chicken, to order. And that is coming from Corky's, by the way, which they make great, great stuff. The 27th, it's going to be packed in here because we're going to take the 10:45 divine service and we're going to bring it in here. And we're going to have a combined service in honor of Kara and Steve and the ministry that they have brought to this church over the last year plus, right? I mean, it has been great. So we're going to honor, yes. We're going to honor that family on that day with everybody at 10:45 being in here. So just make a note of that, and you know where you're going if you regularly come in here anyway. We're just going to have to tell everybody in there, you got to come in here. And those are the names of our graduating seniors. Wow. I know about 3 or 4 years ago, I could look Cole in the eye. Cole, stand up, buddy. Just stand up. You can sit back down now. You know, I can tell you, that doesn't work anymore. You know, they just grow up. They do. So, yeah, those are the ones that we're going to be honoring on May the 20th. We're going to have tables set up. We're going to have a lot of stuff for them. There's going to be a breakfast that morning in honor of the seniors, I think. At least I got the invitation to be there, so I may be the only one there. But, yeah, we do. We want to celebrate the accomplishments of our seniors and what a special, special day that will be in honor of that accomplishment. You know, graduating high school is, think about it, back when we were going to high school, it was almost automatic. Nowadays, I mean, it is the dropout rate of kids in junior high and high school. I know because I used to be the director of Arkansas National Guard Youth Challenge, and the dropout rate is just phenomenal across this country. It really is. We have any more announcements? Yes, VBS is coming up soon, June 10th through the 14th. If you'd like to volunteer, contact Miss Laura. Start signing up your kids. Start signing up your neighbor kids. Start signing up everybody's kids. But come. It's going to be great. Hero Central is going to be the theme. Laura has a new puppet, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun for them. So do 6 to 8:30 every evening. I'd like for everybody to please stand. Find somebody that you don't really know that well and just shake hands with them and say, pass the peace of Christ.
And as the adults find their seats, our kiddos can come on up here for some children's moments with Mr. Clark.
Well, everybody knows what today is, right?
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Anybody getting their mom a card or going to tell your mom you love her? She would like that for sure. I have a nice, pretty, glittery Mother's Day card here. And certainly, all your moms would love to hear from you, to hear you say, I love you, Mom. What are some other ways you can actually show your mom that you love her today? Does anybody have any ideas?
Give her something.
Give her something? Anybody else? Maybe, oh, you got one?
Like, pick up the house so she didn't have to.
Pick up the house? That's a really good one. You You got applause out of that one. You could get along with your brothers and sisters. You could help out around the house. That way you're showing your mom that you love her. You're not just telling her. You got one? Come here. You got to come over here to the microphone.
Give her a hug.
Give her a hug. That's a really good one. I think you should do that. Well, when we go to church, you got one?
Well, I have one because I'm moving. I'm going to help her do a bit of packing on Monday.
That's also excellent. That's a great idea. These are some great ideas. So in church, too, we come and we tell God that we love him. We sing about it. We pray about it. And I know that God likes that. How can we show God that we love him?
I forgot. Follow the Ten Commandments.
That's a really good.
Pray.
Follow the commandments, pray. These are good answers, guys. And, you know, the Bible tells us that God loves us so much that he sent his son that we can live through him, and that because of that, we also can love one another. So one of the simple things we can do is just love one another, to show God that we love him, and not just say it, to show it with our actions. And so remember, on this Mother's Day, tell your mom you love her, and also show her. And we're in church, and we can tell God we love him, but we can show him through our actions. So let's pray. Dear Lord, we have come to your house today to say, I love you. Help us to go out of here today and show you that we love you by our actions. And we are thankful, God, for all the mothers in this world. Amen.
Stand as we continue our worship through song.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time, with no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of light. And as you speak, 100 billion galaxies are born in the vapor of your breath. The planets born. If the stars were made to worship, so alive. I can see your heart in everything you've made. Every burning star a signal fire of grace. If creation sings your praises, so alive. Syllable empty your voice. For once you have spoken, all nature and science follow the sound of your voice. And as you speak, 100 billion creatures catch your breath, evolving in pursuit of what you said. If it all remains your nature, so alive. I can see your heart in everything you say. Every painted sky and canvas of your grace. If creation still
so alive. So
continue our worship through prayer this morning.
If you think it's hard to follow me, just think about the person operating the camera. You know, God's a good God. He's blessed in so many ways his family this week. He's blessed us with health. He's blessed us with prosperity. And even in the loss of loved ones, he continues to bless us through the memories that we have of them, the legacy that we have of them. I'm going to read over some names, and there is a change in the bulletin. Charlie Ward Sr., Jean Beth Hill. Jean Beth is just doing great. Continue in prayers for her, though. John Carson, Becky Frederick, Pat Parsons. Pat was here this morning. Just a wonderful soul. Annette Crawford. Annette is now in rehab. She was in the hospital. I went and visited with her, and you know, the hospital, 10-minute hospital visit turned into about 30 minutes. She's just a joy. Becky Sage is fantastic. Theon James, and you see Mary Wolf there. Mary went to be with Jesus yesterday morning. Y'all, excuse me. Visited with her on Thursday, and she was there in the critical care unit, just looked at her face, and you could just see the glow in her face, and she knew she was going to see her Savior. And she was happy. We need to be happy for her, but be in prayer for her family, for Susan Williams and her family, and other families in our family that have lost loved ones this week. Let's go to God in prayer. Our most loving Heavenly Father, we lift up all women to you everywhere, but especially those who are mothers today. The mother of our Savior was a woman without child until you found her worthy and with favor to be the mother of Jesus. She was your humble servant, being the first to look upon the beautiful face of your Son, but also willing to accept the burden of seeing her Son mocked and ridiculed, beaten, and eventually crucified, all for her sake and the sake of all humanity. We thank you for her willingness and the willingness of mothers everywhere to be examples to their children and to be the godly women you desire all women to be. We ask you, Lord, that you bless all worship services around the world this morning, as each person in this congregation has a part in your body called Asbury. This church also has a part to play in the church universal, as together we form the body of Christ and the bride of Christ. Look favorably on us this day, and we praise and honor your name. May you be blessed by all we do and say this morning. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." As our ushers are coming forward this morning, just to sit and bask in everything that we've already experienced this morning. Like I said, we're a blessed church. And I just ask that let's go to God once again and bless this morning's offering. Father, we just offer up these, our tithes and offerings to you today with joy in our heart. Thank you for the blessings that you have given us this week and those that you have planned for us in the days and weeks ahead. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
All these pieces broken and scattered, in mercy gathered, mended and whole. Empty-handed, but not forsaken, I've been set free. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. take our failure, you take our weakness, you say your treasures in jars of clay. So take this heart, Lord, I'll be your vessel, the world to see your life in me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now
Father, we bring you this worship and this praise. We are so grateful for your presence here. We are so grateful for the grace that flows from you down to us, whether we deserve it or not. Dear Lord, we thank you especially for the mothers, those who are mothers in so many different ways to us, whether biologically or not, who have been agents of your grace, who have taken these broken vessels and loved them and guided them and shaped them for your glory. Lord, we thank you for those women in our lives.
We are so grateful for your love shown to us through them, day in, day out. We thank you for the gift of your son, Jesus, who makes it all possible. Mm-hmm. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Well, jokingly said, we all have one thing in common, don't we? If you have a mother, raise your hand. Everybody's hand. We all have one, right? We may be different in many other ways, but we all have a mother. Happy Mother's Day to you this morning. Even though we all have a mother, there are no two that are exactly alike. They come in all heights. They come in different hair colors. Even some of them come with some pretty high-level degrees, and others just have that wisdom and the smarts. I call that mom smarts, that know what you're doing behind them at all times. And I swear my mom had 15 sets of eyes. Yeah, I was a card. If your mother is no longer with us, it's those good things, as I said this morning, that their memories, they live on in our memories and how we talk to them and how we just remember them and how we talk about them to others. Good memories of our mothers are priceless, and they should be held on to like they're gold or silver. Well, can you think of a woman who has had great influence in your life other than your mother? I'm not trying to rhyme here, but yeah. Somebody else, some other woman. Now, those are the mothers, as I say, we get to pick for ourselves. I call them the spare moms, and I've got one myself. I'm not going to tell you who that is because it will embarrass her if you ever run into her. Even though we have a mother of our own, these are the women that we can just get close to, right? That we're as close to, almost as close to them as our very mother is. Whether they had children or not, they just have that special God gift that just draws young people to them. I don't know what it is about them, but biblically speaking, it just seems like they have that wisdom of Solomon to be able to give you that advice, but they do so with the love of Mary, the mother of Jesus. This morning's message is for all of you who are mothers by giving birth, mothers who, those of you that are going to be mothers, or those women that are just mothers by choice, from young to old, and every one of you in between, I wish you happy Mother's Day. And if you have your Bibles with you this morning, we're going to do a very long scripture reading. We're going to read, I'm going to read out of the New Revised Standard this morning. As you can see on screen, one verse. That's it. And I pray that as this is read aloud, that it blesses you. We're going to be reading, as you can see, Exodus 20, verse 12. And it says, honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. The word of God for the people of God. And you thought loving your mother was just an option. Nope. Sorry about that. This is the fifth commandment of the Big Ten. This is right in the middle. But now, today, I'm going to drop dads from this verse, and we're going to focus in on the mothers, on the ladies, the women in general. This commandment that you see is unique. If you read the first four, this one is the first commandment that comes with a promise. And that promise is to honor your father and mother so that your days may be long in the land that your Lord is giving you. Now, if you think about it, that's the promise of God. What's the opposite of that? That if you do not honor your mother? I don't even want to think about that one. Not going to preach on it, but it couldn't turn out very well at all. Now, here's the question that you should be asking. When we read that, what does it mean to honor your mother? Well, in part, it means to speak well of them. Speak well of them and politely to them. It means we can't go out and say, my mom is such a stick in the mud, she doesn't let me do anything fun. Yeah. In essence, you can't just talk bad about your mom to anyone. Well, why not? Why? You see it there. It's honor. You know, we can remember getting hit or falling down, somebody pushing us down, but it's the words that have done so much damage to us. And you know, when we speak bad of our moms, it's no different. All you got to do in today's society is post a lie about somebody on social media, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you choose, and their character is shot, whether it is true or not. Maybe I need a ground rod. Okay, we'll keep going. And if we do that again, we're going to switch. Because that scared me. If my hair starts standing up, please, tell me, please. You know, it is like this. Failure to honor your mother, period. Let's just go bottom line. Failure to honor your mother is just being disobedient to God, because this is not a suggestion. This is a commandment. And that, not obeying God, as we know, doesn't turn out good. Honor. What is it? I can't hear you.
Just go to the other mic.
Okay, turn this one off. And now I cannot talk like an Italian with both hands. Honoring your mom means to follow her teachings. Now, I learned a great deal, probably as you have, I learned a great deal about life and things from my mother and my grandmother. Such as, I learned how to cook. I learned how to bake. Difference? I learned how to decorate a cake, and I still enjoy that. Some of them don't turn out looking very good, do they, Cole? But they taste great, don't they? You'll have to ask Cole what we mean. I learned how to do laundry. I learned how to sew by hand. I learned how to sew using a sewing machine. And if you've been in my house, Cindy bought the material. I made the drapes in our dining room. I'm not a metropolitan man. I'm more Neapolitan, leaning toward the strawberry side of the ice cream. But yeah, balance a checkbook. And gentlemen, where's the guys in the youth group? Yeah, listen to this one. Stand up when a lady enters the room. Hold the door open for a lady. Or when you're at a dining table and a lady gets up, you stand up too. I tried to open a door for a lady once, and she almost, she said, oh, no, you go ahead. And I said, my grandmother would roll over in her grave if I don't let you go first. Yeah. It's very, very important to follow your mom's teachings, and it's even more important, think about this, to follow her example
of putting God first. If you're going to learn anything else from your mom, learn that first and foremost. The commandment says to honor your mother. So how do we do that? Let's go to Romans 5:8 and see how we're going to carry out this honoring and why we carry out this honoring. Romans 5:8 in the New Revised Standard, but God proves his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Here are four things that we must do for our mothers to show honor and love to them, just as Romans said. First, we are to love them unconditionally, as Christ loves us unconditionally. We all know that Jesus loved us first. We know that. We've heard it since we were this high. He didn't qualify his love by putting expectations or conditions on that love that we must first meet. He didn't do that. He loved us even before we knew him. And yes, while we were yet sinners. Our mothers love us, and sometimes it's a little harder for us. They love us in the same way. They love us unconditionally. Even when we mess up, a mother's love never stops, does it? It doesn't. She might not be happy with us at just that moment, but her love never stops. In the same respect that we as sons and daughters are sinners, this is a hard one, so are our mothers. I know that comes as a shock to some of you, especially if you have a mother who is up for sainthood, but yeah, that's true. One of the most difficult realizations for me to accept was that my grandmother was a saintly woman, that she was a sinner. Wow. I didn't like that very much, but she was. Nevertheless, our mothers, our grandmothers, our spare mothers, they're not perfect. And they're gonna mess up. And when they do, we must forgive them compassionately, as Christ loves us and has compassion on us. There's our example. So remember, number two is to forgive your mother compassionately. Number three, remember her gratefully. On this Mother's Day, thank your mother, not for just the things that she has done recently, but for the things that she has done in love for you as long as you can remember. You know, and I'm pointing a finger toward me back here. Some of us are just pieces of work. I'm telling you, I was not an easy child to raise. I got into so much, but that's another sermon. Remember the things that your mom has done for you. Then, step two, tell her. Tell her how much you love her by the things that she has done for you. And here's how you do it. Begin, sit down and just start writing as long ago as you can remember. And just start writing down the things that comes to mind. Mom, thank you for doing this. Mom, thank you for doing that. And then when you finish that list, give it to her. I think my mom has kept every single Mother's Day card that she has ever received from me, and birthday card. She will keep that list that you give to her like it is gold. She'll cherish it. Also, make time in your busy schedule to see your mom, to talk to your mom. After all, she's made countless, countless sacrifices for you. Number four, treat your mom kindly. Take the time to listen. And I don't mean listen while you're on your cell phone texting or checking the news or whatever. She may need your attention or your help and not really ask for it. Now, if your mom is like mine, she'll talk to you, oh, well, no, that's okay. I don't want anybody to go out of their way to do anything for me. I really don't need a visit, or I don't need this and I don't need that. Listen to what she is saying and what she is not saying. And then serve her. Serve her. Does your mother feel loved and honored? What can you do just to bring a simple, big smile on her face? You know her. You know, when we grow up as adults, it's easy to distance ourselves from our moms. Life happens, it gets too busy. We have demands that steal our time. Make it a habit to pray for your mom on a daily basis. Tell your mom, Mom, I prayed for you this morning. Contact her regularly, or just one of the best things that you could do, show up for no reason at all and just say, Mom, I wanted to come see you. Finally, how does God look upon a mother, a grandmother, or just a woman in general? How does God look at a woman? I'm going to close this morning by reading through Proverbs 31, 10 through 31. And I'm going to ask that you listen to the words carefully and intently. I challenge you to find as many attributes about your mother as you possibly can from these words of wisdom. Let me get settled here. Ode to a capable wife, and we're going to replace that with mother. A capable wife who can find. She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts her, trust in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from far away. She rises up while it is still night, provides food for her household and tasks for her servant girls. She considers the field a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid for her household when it snows, for all her household are clothed in crimson. She makes herself coverings. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the city gates, taking his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She supplies the merchant with sashes. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her happy. Her husband, too, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her a share in the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the city gates. Wow. Here's what I am getting from these few words of wisdom. She is valuable more than any material thing. She is trusted because she has earned trust. She's a servant. She takes care of everyone regardless of their place in the household. She has a great business mind, and she's not fooled by the trickery of those doing business with her. She's attentive, making sure that things that need to happen before she goes to bed are complete. She has a big heart, and she's compassionate. She has an impeccable reputation that cannot be questioned. She is skilled. She is morally strong, unwavering, and unyielding to temptation. She plans for the future, and she is ready. When she opens her mouth, she's careful to speak wisdom and not folly. She teaches kindness to her children and to other children. She does not procrastinate. She is not idle. She receives praise from her family for all she does for them and for others. Many women in the community are admired for their accomplishments, but a godly woman surpasses them all. There are many women in the Bible we can mention: Eve, Ruth, Naomi, Mary, the mother of Jesus, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the sons of James and John, and so on and so on and so on. Women hold a special place in God's heart. Just think of all of the things that God has accomplished in this world for his creation through women. We don't have time to go through all of them. Today, we honor all mothers, mothers-to-be, present mothers, and those who are mothers to others by choice. All of you are precious in God's sight. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Pray with me, please. Father, we thank you. We thank you for women. Lord, it's through Eve, the first created woman, that you placed her in the Garden of Eden. Father, it's through her that your plan of redemption was even begun. Father, you carried out and provided that plan of prevention through Mary, your humble servant. And through the Old Testament, Father, example after example of women that were godly women that followed you, that feared you, and that honored you. Today, we know women everywhere who are honoring you, but Lord, we honor the women that are in this service today. We thank you for them. We thank you for their example, first and foremost, of loving you. We thank you for their teachings. We thank you for their words. We thank you for their hearts. Father, bless them. Bless them in a way today that is only can come from you. Let us all rise up and call them worthy, worthy of your love. They are faithful, and we thank you for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Happy Mother's Day to you again. If you're here for the first time this morning, thank you so much. We hope that you feel the love from this church as a mother, as a person, because we are a faith family. We are. And as a family, we want to honor you as a mother today. But let me ask you, if you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, I know this is something that's really not done much in churches anymore, and I had a discussion yesterday with a professor as to why we do not honor Jesus at the end of every service. Maybe we're getting away from it. It's a dangerous place to go. So if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, talk to me. Come talk to me or talk to me afterwards. I'd like to introduce you to him. Secondly, if you'd like to rededicate your life this morning, if you'd like just to pray, our prayer rails are open. If you want to come pray for your mom, if she's not here with you today, I know a lot of us are out. They're probably with their mothers at their church. But you can pray for your mom today. It's one of the greatest things you can do. If you'd like to join this church, this faith family, we will welcome you with open arms. As we all stand, please.
Still about me tonight.
y'all be seated for just a moment. I've got somebody I want to introduce to you. Y'all come on up. It was announced last week that we have found a youth pastor. Yay! Now I'm going to introduce, but I'm also going to give some kind of some words of explanation. This is Diane Wright and her husband Chris. Right? Mark your calendar. I was checking. I was just checking. And the oldest son is Dylan. The middle one is Michael. See, that's easy for me to remember. Middle Michael. And then Jason is the youngest. Did I get them all right? I had a cheat sheet though, just in case. Diane, she joined us in the family joined us in our first divine service. It's by transfer of letter from Sardis United Methodist Church. And so there's not going to be any vows or anything. We've just accepted them, and they're just part of the family anyway. Now, get to know Chris quick, because he'll be here until about July the 1st. This is a ministry family. Chris is going to finishing up his local licensed pastor school, and I believe, can't tell you where yet, but I think he's going to be appointed July the 1st. So Chris will be here on special events when he's not at special events at his church and preaching his church. So we're so happy to have him here. Do you have anything that you want to say? You've already warned the youth this morning, right? Okay. And from now on, youth, front row, ladies and gentlemen, front row. Mm-hmm. Not mine. It's hers. So welcome to y'all, guys. Welcome so much. We're happy, and they're going to be standing at the back and just shake their hand as you're going out. And one final thing for all women, especially mothers, as you're exiting, we have something that we'd like to give to you. We have a long stem red carnation in honor of you. We honor you, and we pray for each and every woman in here this morning. Would you please stand and receive this blessing? Father, we thank you this morning for this special day. We thank you for this family, Lord, and we thank you for mothers here and mothers everywhere. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We thank you for our mothers and the example that they have given to us first, to love you, to honor you, and to follow your word. Go with us now, Lord. Watch over us. Keep us safe. Bring us back here next week. But during the week, Lord, help us to share the love of Christ with someone who really needs it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.